Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Friday. I've learned my lesson by now. I gotta know who this is, but I don't think I'm gonna get any credit for it. So, for the record, Cameron Parker is not stating that he believes this artist is overrated. He's just playing a beat. He is just playing a beat here. Jay-Z?
That's right!
Okay.
That's Blueprint?
That's a weird, it's a weird list to be on, but artists that you can identify just from grunts and groans.
Right.
He's one of those guys for me. When I can hear some of that stuff, he doesn't have to say words. He could give me the little,
yeah.
And I know, oh, hey, that's okay.
Yeah, he has a different level of cool, man.
He really does.
He has a different level of cool.
You're not supposed to be able to grunt cool in a song and make it work.
I mean, obviously, he ain't that cool. He's just pulling overrated women.
Well, that's
making
true.
Making their wife, according to Cameron Parker.
According to Cameron Parker, he does have an overrated wife. He would be the only person maybe that believes that. But he did throw that out earlier and has melted the Specs text line at 337-3776. So the Jay-Z beat to start this hour, we've had Garth, Beyonce, the Eagles, and Macklemore. If you have someone you want to add to the overrated list, if Cam agrees with you, he will play that artist. That is coming up. Got two more songs for you before we are done. If you've just tuned in, we had a wild, crazy finish earlier in the second game to go final, and it was not an upset. More chalk, but it was exciting chalk. 72-67, Xavier won the game, but they trailed by 13 at one point. Kennesaw State almost wrecked everyone's bracket, but they didn't, and they almost really made Longhorn fans day, but they didn't do that either. Three seed is still there. They were gonna make Houston Cougars fans day and everybody in that Midwest region, but it didn't happen. So Xavier wins. Also, Baylor is winning with about 8 minutes to go in the second half of that game. That's a three seed, obviously, with Baylor in the South. They're up 8-60-52. St. Mary's still up on VCU. That's at the half, 29-28. And Marquette and Vermont are early on, 16-12 Marquette. Pitt and Iowa State going to get it on here in about 5 minutes in the Midwest. The winner would obviously get Xavier. So we've been covering the tournament for you. We've been talking a little NFL. Deontay Foreman's going to be a Chicago Bear. And the Cowboys have re-upped Cooper Rush to be their backup quarterback for another couple years. Chad and Zay with you from Twin Peaks, Stastny. I'm Chad Hastings. He is Isaiah Collier. Shout out again to Jack Farrell and Derek Cohen, our crew here, getting us all set up. And thanks to them working hard the last couple of days. Also, a shout out to Christina, who was up at the Round Rock location with me late into the night for all that madness last night. Pretty calm madness, if you will, in terms of the domination. Texas dominates, then Penn State dominates. They'll play each other tomorrow at 6:45. Pre-game at 6 on the horn. Texas women's basketball fans, that's 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Get on out to the Moody Center to support them. Texas and East Carolina, 9 o'clock scheduled tip, 8:45 scheduled pre-game time. All right, Zay, you want to get into this this other story you have for us?
I do. I have to. Uh-huh. It has to be talked about because this story is just insane. Now, it's just rumors now.
All right.
Speculation. Golden State Warriors, they've been through a lot after their 2022 championship.
Mm-hmm.
And it all started when Draymond Green two-pieced in the biscuit Jordan Poole at practice. Gave him that 1-2 combo. They had to separate the two.
Yeah, yeah.
Draymond got suspended for a little bit. You knew that was off. That's a weird thing to do for a team that just won a championship coming into the next season, especially with two of their key players that had a lot to do with the reason why they won that championship, mm-hmm. Draymond Green and Jordan Poole. Steph Curry, he's been in and out the lineup all year long dealing with injuries. He's in his 30s, not the same. And now Andrew Wiggins, who has been apart from the team for about a month now,
Yeah, so you mentioned this earlier in the week. I'd missed this story. He just left the team?
Yeah, he just left the team.
An excused absence?
Personal reasons.
Okay.
Family reasons.
All right.
Nobody's really gone into detail.
Okay.
So we're a month later in, and there's been rumors going around social media. Nuts rumors. Rumors that you could see why Andrew Wiggins might not come back. Like, there's been reports around the Bay Area and the GM front office guys been saying, yeah, we don't know when Andrew's going to come back, but he could have as much time as he needs off.
Hmm. Okay.
Listen to this, Chad. All so, right. Apparently, the rumor going around is that Andrew Wiggins' girlfriend was exposed to sleeping with one of Andrew's friends and ended up having a baby with him back in the day that she lied about with Andrew and said, nah, bruh, this yo kid.
Oh, no. Wow.
Again, rumors. You're just rumors.
We're talking long before the league.
I don't know, long before the league, but the beginning.
Okay.
So it's been a while.
All right.
Yes. And now Andrew Wiggins is trying to figure that all out.
So he is just finding this out in the last few months is what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So your girlfriend and your best friend, your ace, your lady, doing the nasty.
Okay, so again, not just that it's someone else. It's like one of his guys.
Yeah,
one of the homies. Really close friend.
One of the homies.
Not on the team, though.
No.
Let me clarify. I'm trying to get my NBA drama straight here.
Yeah, yeah. This not on the team.
This isn't a team thing, but
right.
Still. This is.
Yeah, no Tony Parker, Brent Berry situation.
This is one of his best friends that he has now found out may be, or is, that he's found out is the father of a child he thought was his.
Yeah. Now, again, that's just a rumor going around. We're okay. Not out here breaking the story. There's just been a lot of speculation.
Allegedly.
Going on social media right now. And after a month, people are going to start worrying or wondering, where are you at? Like, why aren't you back with the team? Because
right.
A family matter, we haven't heard of anybody passing away.
Because if it's a death in a family, that's clearly awful and you need to go take care of it.
Yeah.
But that's not going to take a month.
It shouldn't. I mean, everybody grieves their own way, but it shouldn't take a month.
But the process of it, right? The process of a service and things like that, we know about how long that takes.
Yeah.
That's a few days. And then, theoretically, he could come back to work.
Right.
Wow.
So, he has to deal with the daughter that he thought was his. He has to deal with the girlfriend situation. He has to deal with the homie who was one of his guys, who's been around a lot. And you expect him to play basketball?
That's going to be rough.
That's tough.
That is going to be rough.
So hopefully that's not true, and hopefully Andrew Wiggins, he's dealing with something. Being gone a month, non-injury related, you're dealing with something. And, yeah, I don't wish that on nobody, but, man, that's Andrew Wiggins is a good guy, quiet, kept guy from Toronto or the Canada area, and went to Kansas, number one pick, which he was kind of a bust, but hey, he's had a really good career since those Timberwolves days, winning that ring last year, being the second best player in that series against the Boston Celtics. He was a huge reason why they won. So, and he's a big reason why they've been struggling this year. They're sitting at the middle of the pack at the sixth seed in the Western Conference. But, yo, this is true. Wow.
That is unbelievable. So another reason to kind of keep your eyes on Golden State to see if they can get some things figured out. Someone texted in on the Specs text line, 337-3776, social media, the downfall of society. Someone else texted
it. Charlie Strong.
Someone else texted it's Draymond's baby. See, there's no need to add something in. They don't need any more drama than they already have. They're a team that we've talked about the numbers for them are so bizarre. Their road record now, it's not just bad, Zay, and it's not just really bad. It is historically bad. I believe I heard correctly the other day, their road record at this point in the season is the worst the NBA has seen in like 70 years for a team of a certain quality.
Right.
So it's that bad. It's 7-20-something on the road for that group, and obviously they're, you know, they may be going through a whole lot, and then specifically Wiggins going through something like that would be.
Yeah, Steph had 50 the other night and they lost.
I saw that. That has to
50 in a loss.
That has to sting. That's like when a quarterback throws for 500 and their team loses.
Yeah.
I always think of, what do you tell that guy? What the heck do you tell him after the game? You weren't good enough? Geez, Steph. Couldn't have 55? Where was that 60? We needed you.
Yeah, and you know, Draymond Green, he could be a distraction with his podcast and stuff. He's always on Turner and TNT with the guys. And he has such an opinion, you know, with the NBA. If I'm somebody on an opposing team, I'm going at you. I am. That's just bulletin board material. When you go and talk about everybody, and like, you're also a coach. Right. I mean, you're also a player. You ain't just an analyst. Like, you're a player. You're one of us. So you out here analyzing stuff. I get it. That's going to be your job after your career's over. Mm-hmm. But watch how you critique me, bro.
So you'd
and
go,
I'm playing against you maybe in the playoffs.
You'd go after Draymond to try to distract him a little bit? To try to get
something
going?
I mean, he's already distracted. It's Draymond Green.
Because you know now, he'll react.
Yeah, he might use that as fuel. But Dylan Brooks the other night where he was putting his elbow in Dylan Brooks' face, Dylan Brooks wasn't phased at all.
No.
And they won that game without Ja Morant.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. They did. They did. That is, man, there's a lot. There is a whole lot going on.
Watch your friends, y'all.
At all times.
Watch your friends. You think your homies, and all of a sudden.
Someone texted in, unfortunately, it is actually Antonio Cromartie's baby.
Nah, he don't want that. He got enough.
Oh, man. Still one of the best Hard Knocks moments ever. Antonio Cromartie trying to think of all the names of his 8 children at that moment.
He struggled, didn't he?
Oh, he did. It was a great – he was just trying to go through them. And at one point, he just said, my junior for one of them, and it just kept – it was wonderful. It was absolutely great. All right.
Like, he can afford the snip, can't he? Like, he's made enough money in the NFL. Like, he can stop. I mean, some people like that Brady Bunch, you know, cheaper by the dozen type clan.
Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, he obviously does.
Nick Cannon.
He definitely does.
I mean, it's just the thing, right? I guess you just decide, I want a big family. Just figure out what you mean when you're stopping. I have no problem as long as you're doing – if it's all on purpose, that's cool. Just don't sit down and tell me like, oh, man.
If Nick Cannon
– fifth time now, we didn't plan on one. Fifth time? What?
If Nick Cannon lived in China, he'd be in jail for life.
They would have carried him away already. Yeah, you're right. You are absolutely right. Somebody on the Specs text line suggesting a couple of artists for Cam on the overrated. Somebody says Springsteen's overrated. Another says Bob Dylan's overrated. I've heard both of those through the years for different reasons.
Dang, Bruce.
Now, see, this is one that makes no sense to me. If you're going to say, somebody says, how about some William Hung? No. William Hung, I think, is properly rated. Does anybody really think he's overrated? Like, the fact that he got an album, maybe. But come on. He had his time. He was what he was. We're moving. It's like you're going to tell me like the dudes that – or like the guys that did the Macarena are overrated. Well, no. They had a one-hit wonder. They had their time.
Yeah.
They had their moment. William Hung, with help from American Idol and Ellen and some others, got a little, you know, 15 minutes of fame, even though he was wretched at what he did. He was just, you know, he was making songs, and he was a good spirit and a cool kid that had a dream. Couldn't sing well, but, you know, some people – liked it. I don't know if I'd put him on an overrated list, though.
William Hung, She Bangs?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That thing, right? Doing the Ricky
Martin.
That was
a bop. That was a jam.
How much money do you think Ricky Martin got off of that? Off of just William Hung covering that song? I wonder. Does he get a check that has William Hung's name on it? William Hung cover. And he has a little amount out there. Help Ricky get a, you know, summer home or something?
Yeah, William Hung, he has a Linsanity about him. For sure.
Yeah. Somebody says Sean Kemp strikes again. I don't know. See, that's not. No. No.
He got his own legal problems.
He did. But he did get off of that charge. You see that?
Oh, he didn't shoot nobody?
Apparently not. Right after we talked about that story, then the update came out there weren't going to be any charges, which is great for him.
Wow.
Yeah. At least for now.
Yeah.
We'll see.
See, it's smart. Always live at the place you were most successful. He stayed in Washington, Tacoma area, outskirts of Seattle. Those were his greatest days of his life. And he went to Cleveland. He said, no, these weren't. I'm going to go back to Seattle. We know he likes the Chronic. He can smoke it for free there. Don't have to worry about the laws or nothing.
And now he sells it.
Now he sells it.
Now
yeah.
He's selling his own supply so then he can buy from his own supply.
Yeah, genius. Just, you know, maybe take that anger down a little bit.
And Gary Payton's got glove cookies if you need them.
That's right.
Apparently those are good too.
Yeah.
All kinds of good cannabis products going on out there from former Seattle Supersonics. This text says, Zay, from a man with 5 kids, it's It's all for the income taxes. LOL.
Oh, wow.
That's a long way to go for the tax benefit.
Yo, for real.
Long way. You, too, get somebody's vote for overrated. And that other one I am not reading because that's cruel. We're not going there. Not in Austin, Texas. I've started a fights with my friends for my opinion that Rush is the most overrated rock band. I'm not a big Rush guy. I'm not sure how overrated I would say they are, but I get what you're saying there. Let us know. Let Cam know if you have an overrated artist that you want him to add to the list. That is coming up. Got the tournament rolling today, and if you are looking for a place to come watch the games, how about Twin Peaks Stastny? That's where we are today, checking out all the action, and it looks like Baylor's going to make it nice and boring for everybody. 73-54 with about a minute 20 to go. Baylor is going to advance. St. Mary's and VCU come out of the half. They are at just about 2-3 minutes in there, 33-30. St. Mary's is up. That's a 5-12. So if you had the VCU winning, kind of watch that game. Marquette up 6 now, 24-18 over Vermont. A lot of people wanting to know, Zay, will Shaka Smart's group be able to hold their seed, rep the seed? Are they good enough to be a 2 seed and validate it and get to the Sweet 16? They're off to a decent start here. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, they're definitely good enough, but we know Shaka Smart's track record as of late in the tournament ain't good. Now, this team is a little bit more like VCU than those Texas teams were when Shaka was coaching, but, you know, it's the tournament. You got to play the full 40. We've seen the upsets already, especially yesterday with Furman winning and Princeton getting the dub over Arizona. So it doesn't matter how good your coaching is sometimes. Tony Bennett is a national championship coach. They've been out first round multiple times, even as a number one seed. Just that day, if your team ain't clicking and the other team is – that's how you lose. And right now, Vermont just hanging around. The more these smaller schools hang around in the game early on, the more confidence they get. And that, you know, that's when the opposing teams start getting tight. So that's why this Xavier win, that's why it's so big, because they came back. Usually a team that's the higher seed in that situation, they would get a little bit tight, you know, start taking some bad shots, start taking a lot of ill-advised threes because you're trying to come back. They stayed with the core, stuck to their game plan, made a couple of adjustments, and ended up getting the win to advance to the second round.
Yeah, that is big. Xavier surviving Kennesaw State, the biggest story of the day so far. And like the comparison's been made a lot. We were just talking NBA stories, that key difference that in the NBA you can have your bad night, but in the end, most of the time, barring injuries, the better team wins because it's 4 out of 7.
Right.
But in this case, it is 40 minutes. It is 4-minute segments, and it's all about that one particular day. So the injuries are even bigger. Your bad shots are even bigger. Your bad decisions are even bigger. Call a timeout, please, Tony Bennett. All of that stuff. Magnum. Tony Bennett, if you're a pro coach, you can forget to call a timeout one time.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to give you a whole series away. That helped him. By not doing that, he essentially gives that game away.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Absolutely brutal. Now, tomorrow, Chad, on the schedule, Kansas-Arkansas might be the best game of the weekend in the round of 32 because – we still don't know about Bill Self. I don't know if you've heard anything. Or
I have not heard an update.
If you heard any updates either, but it doesn't look like he's going to coach tomorrow. And that Arkansas squad, they look good. They looked really good. And, you know, they have so many future NBA players. Sometimes that talent just, you know, you might have a really good team that's played well all year, but sometimes that talent will overachieve. And Nick Smith and Anthony Black, those guys, they're going to be first-round picks in this coming-up draft. They could change the game for you. I like Davis, too. Watch that Kansas team going down tomorrow. I got them going down in my bracket.
That's right. You do. You pick, that was what you picked. You picked Arkansas to take them out. So we'll be watching that one tomorrow. Real quick note before we hit the break. We hadn't talked about it. Bama won easily 96-75. Brandon Miller didn't score. They held Brandon Miller scoreless in that game. Did you catch that?
Yeah, it's nuts.
Like the first time he's been held scoreless. I can't remember if it's his entire career at Alabama or just about, but that's a weird little note to that game. With all they've been dealing with, we've talked about a lot of it. I didn't hear if there was an injury for Miller or what happened, but that's weird for him to score nothing. They still dominate, but maybe something to keep in mind as they get ready to play Maryland.
Yeah, I think that just makes them that much scarier. A guy that might be National Player of the Year, he scores no points and you win by 30. That's nuts.
Yeah, that's true.
So that just makes Nate Oates' squad even scarier. And we talked about it all year long. They just have so much bulletin board material. It's stupid.
They do have a lot of that. Now they have that 21-point win to go along with it. And, yeah, who knows, maybe they'll use that. Miller will hear everybody talk bad about him and say he didn't score. And then you're right, more momentum for them, more ammo. So we got games coming up tomorrow. We'll be looking at those. Also coming up, Why Today Matters on March 17th. We'll tell you who's got some St. Patrick's Day birthdays, plus there's somebody with a birthday tomorrow that we do need to mention. It is a round number, and it is a fantastic talent. We will tell you who it is coming up. Speaking of fantastic talent, Twin Peaks, Stastny, that's exactly where we are. Get on out here for the eats, the drinks, and the scenic views. Come on out. Drink some green stuff. It is St. Patrick's Day. Watch the tournament games. Get some of that great scratch-made food as well. Ball Don't Lie, obviously, coming up with Rod and Harge at 3. And remember, Texas baseball starting the series with New Orleans tonight. 6:15 pregame, 6:30 on that first pitch, right here on the Horn.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Upon a time, not so long ago. Chad and Zay, live at Twin Peaks, Stastny. Cameron Parker's going with overrated acts, in his opinion, today. I'm interested to hear this description. Cameron Parker, why are you arguing Bon Jovi is overrated?
Ugh, don't even get me started, Chad. First off, what is Belichick? What is Belichick's obsession with Bon Jovi? Like, This has you. This song has you coming out to all of his practices. Sorry, I'm sorry, Chad. I'm out.
A football guy. He's a football guy. He's a Jersey guy. Bill has spent plenty of time in Jersey with the Giants. Come on, that all makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure, but I mean, this music.
See, my argument for Bon Jovi would be whatever you think of them, like or dislike, I think they're properly rated. I don't know if anybody really – I mean, they are what they are. They were kind of in the sort of the hair band era. They kind of helped to get that cranked up. But is anybody really like – is anybody really, you know, really standing on a wall for Bon Jovi? Like, I love Bon Jovi. Let me be very clear. I'm a mark for this band. They are the literal second concert I ever saw in my life. I had a blast. It was an incredible show. And for what they are, I love them. They're not my favorite band or anything, and I certainly wouldn't tell you they're like one of the greatest rock bands that ever existed. They are what they are.
Yeah, they have their own audience.
Dude, they sell candy for a reason.
Yeah.
And we eat it. And then we eat regular food, too. Bon Jovi's in the candy section. They're just not in the regular section. That would be my argument with Bon Jovi. But Cameron Parker's telling you they're overrated. That means he doesn't even sing along with Living on a Prayer in a bar. Are you that guy, Cameron? Are you fold your arms in the corner guy when Living on a Prayer fires up?
I mean, maybe I'll sing to it, but, you know, it's out of spite.
Okay, out of spite, so you angrily scream, Tommy used to work on the docks, that's
yeah,
what you do?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, fair enough.
I sing this at the bar. I might be the only brother in the room singing it, but I'll sing it.
Oh, I don't know if you're the only brother singing it. I bet you there's a lot of brothers out there of all types that know the words to this one. Come on now. That's one of those crossovers.
Yeah.
In fact, you're about to listen to one of those other crossovers. That's the way I feel about at least two, if not three, of the songs on the AC/DC record you're going to listen to.
Really?
On Back in Black, crossover stuff. You play that, men, women, all races, old, young, whatever, everybody's going to react.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into it yet since we had the week off from our music list, but
I cannot wait to get your opinion on this one.
I'm excited.
I would definitely. The only thing I'll tell you is take your sensitivity knob to a lot of songs sound alike and turn it down for AC/DC.
Oh, come on.
Because you may get they're going to give you that feel. It's a basic band here, right? This is one of those bands that it's not. They're not a lot of frills, but it's awesome stuff for a lot of people. Now, there are also people that will tell you AC/DC is highly overrated and might throw them in today. I'm not that guy, but there's some that might do that. In fact, Cam may have AC/DC ready to go for the last song today.
You just never know.
We'll find out. Okay, good. Just making sure so I can invite Cam to the next AC/DC show. That's good to know. All right, let's get you some Why Today Matters, and we will start with good news if you're a Baylor fan.
Why Today Matters, brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialist. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialist. 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
All right, Baylor, maybe motivated by the release and success of Cocaine Bear, attacks the Gauchos. 74-56 is the final. That was close for a while. Zay, I was excited.
Yeah, for a little bit.
Then Baylor flexed on him a little bit. 74-56, the final. Xavier won and avoided an upset earlier in the day, went in by 5, and Michigan State beat USC by 10. Not a lot of drama there. Just handle your business for Michigan State. All right, St. Mary's trying to avoid the 12-5. They're up 41-34. That might mess up some people's brackets. I know a lot of people have VCU. Did you go with VCU or St. Mary's?
I went with VCU.
Okay, so they're trying to mess with yours as well. I was trying to remember what I did with that one.
No, I lied. I went St. Mary's.
Did you?
Yep.
I went VCU. Yeah, I picked the 12.
Yeah.
I knew there are a lot of people that have picked that game. And then Marquette is up 6, 36-30. On Vermont with about a minute to go in the first half.
St. Mary has all them Australian cats on their team. That's why I like them. They know how to hoop over there.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Got the Aussie vibe going. Yeah, we'll see if they can get it done. They're up right now by 5. All right, so it is St. Patrick's Day today. I hope you're having a great one. Wear your green, drink the green stuff, and dye the rivers and all that on St. Patrick's Day. Please be careful out there. There's all kinds of rideshare options now. Get your DD set up. Please get home safely if you're going out for St. Patrick's Day, especially when it's on a Friday. That's extra dangerous.
Yeah.
St. Patty's Day, so be careful. All right, who's got a St. Patrick's Day birthday? Let's go over a list. Bobby Jones, the legendary golfer, was born on St. Patrick's Day, died back in 71. If you're a TCU fan, Slingin' Sammy Baugh is a St. Patrick's Day guy. He died back in 08, one of the most famous old-school quarterbacks ever. How about Gary Sinise, Lieutenant Dan, 68 years old today. Rob Lowe and all his handsomeness, 59 years old. Rob's on that 911 Texas show. They filmed that in the area, I think.
Really?
My wife watches that show. I think it's because of Rob.
Ah, yeah.
He's still pretty at 59.
That Atkins is working for him.
It really is. He is a good-looking dude. I'll give it to him. Rob Lowe's still rolling.
Yo, he's been the Atkins man for about 20 years now, huh?
He has. He's got me eating those bars every once in a while.
I get it.
I've done it. It'll
you look like him. I get it.
It'll tie Joe. Right, exactly. That was my thought. If I eat a couple of those bars, maybe I'll end up looking like Rob Lowe. It hadn't worked yet. I'm gonna eat the bars till I look like Rob Lowe. You mentioned this one of our listeners mentioned her as one of their greatest all-time female athletes, Mia Hamm.
Yeah.
Is a St. Patrick's Day baby. 51 years old today for Mia and could still kick your ass on the soccer field.
Yeah, that's one of those. You go to Nomar, I don't know if his career was better or bagging her. Like, it might be her.
Do you think?
Because he ain't win no rings with the Red Sox.
How about this? Do you think the prep and process to actually get her to date him took longer than what he used to do when he was at bat and messing with the gloves? Which took longer, that or actually getting her to date him?
Probably the gloves.
The gloves took longer.
Yeah, no more good looking cat.
Yeah, he is a good looking dude. You're right. He was a good looking guy, and certainly at the time he would have met her. Good looking man, baseball player. I get it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. One of my favorite pro wrestlers, Samoa Joe, is 44 today. He's a St. Patrick's Day baby. Hozier is a St. Patrick's Day baby. He's 33, the musician. I dig him a little bit as well, and he's got that kind of Irish connection to him. So St. Patrick's Day makes sense with Hozier. But tomorrow's day, we have a monstrous birthday for an absolute legend. I got to give her love. She hits the big round number of 60 tomorrow, but I'm guaranteeing you she does not look it. Vanessa Williams hits 60 tomorrow.
Wow.
Happy birthday to V. Williams. The first person The first person I can ever remember in my life that took a horrible, you know, media moment, that took a scandal and eventually turned it positive. Vanessa Williams, Miss USA, I think it was. The pictures that got released.
Yeah, she had news that got released, right?
The pictures got released in Penthouse.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to her, somebody stole the pictures, whatever it was. She got punished. They took the title away.
What?
They gave it to the first runner-up. They tried to destroy her.
Wow, she got slut-shamed back then?
Exactly. And then then Vanessa turned it around on them. Vanessa turned it around into the music career, the acting career, and she said, watch this. And to this day, I still can't tell you who the first runner-up was. Bravo to Vanessa Williams.
Yo.
She turned it around.
Underrated.
I love her.
She's underrated.
She's fantastic.
Soul Food, that's my joint. And you talk about Nomar, Rick Fox.
Rick Fox.
How about him?
Great get, Rick.
Playing with Kobe and Shaq. That ain't nothing bagging Vanessa Williams, dog.
Ah, solid get. Solid get. Whatever game he used,
yeah,
dude, that's legendary
Yo,
stuff.
She's so fine, people think that he can act. He's finessed multiple directors and multiple
that's a good point.
TV shows of people thinking, man, this guy, he good looking, but he don't got it. And then Vanessa walks in the room and be like, hire him.
Yeah,
he's got
right.
the role. Give it to him.
You know
Give
what?
It to him.
Now that I think about it,
yeah.
You are the perfect guy for this role. So have you? I haven't heard much of her music, though.
That makes sense.
Where's okay. So Vanessa musically, like.
What music?
We're at mid-level.
Mid.
Are we mid? Are we low mid? Where are
I
we?
Think we're low.
Because she had a big hit with something back in the day. I'm trying to think of what the song was. Cameron Parker could look it up and tell me what it is. But I swear there's something.
Yeah.
Was it the one? Okay, she was in the movie with Denzel, Preacher's Wife. I think that's what it was called. The Preacher's Wife.
Okay.
And I want to say she cut a song.
I thought that was Whitney.
For the sound? Ooh, maybe I'm.
I think that was Whitney, Preacher's Wife.
All right, maybe you're right. Maybe that's what. Maybe I'm mixing that up. Obviously,
yeah.
Whitney would have been able to make a great song for a soundtrack. I can't think. There's some song I'm thinking of. I thought she had a pretty big hit.
I think she did, too.
With something.
Yeah. Now, there's a Bucky Gobble Vanessa Williams story.
There is.
Apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Bucky's got a lot of cool stories with famous women. We need to just sit him down one time and do a Bucky Famous Woman podcast. Get him to tell all these stories.
Right?
What's going on?
I think there was an incident where she was dancing, and his wife was pregnant, and his wife was like, I dare you to go ask her to dance. And Buck, with the cojones he has, went up there and got a dance from USA.
Really?
Yeah.
Like after she became Vanessa Williams?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for him. Hey, all she can say is no.
Right?
Man, I mean. Man.
Yeah, BG ain't scared.
No. No. That's a great thing. If I could go back in time, I would do a whole bunch of that. I would do a whole bunch of asking questions I should have asked.
Yeah.
Because the no, you know.
You only live once.
Yes.
Might as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Give it a shot. All right, so there you go. It is March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day. That's why it matters to us. I also mentioned earlier, National Corn Dog Day is tomorrow. It's also National Sloppy Joe Day. Be careful if you combine those. If you're a certain age and you have a certain heart condition, I don't know if you're going to enjoy the end of it, but you will enjoy the middle. A corn dog and a sloppy Joe together? Come on now.
What is a sloppy Joe? Just the meat in that sauce makes it the sloppy Joe?
Meat, sauce, bun. Yep.
Okay. You put cheese on your sloppy Joe?
No.
You don't know nothing about that, huh?
No cheese on the sloppy Joe. I'm willing to talk.
I did that back in the gap.
Willing to talk.
Yeah, a little manwich.
Yeah,
A little Kraft cheese on it.
There you go.
Yeah, we both country. Y'all know nothing about that.
Oh, yeah, no, that's it. Dude, that's to this. I'm so country that to this day, that is still a meal sometimes.
Oh, we had sloppy Joes like 3 weeks ago.
Exactly. And I had sloppy Joes more recently than 3 weeks ago. I can just about guarantee you that.
Now,
that's in my wife's rotation. Every once in a while to be like, by the way, Sloppy Joe's tonight. And I'm like, cool. We're good.
Now, we have upgraded from Manwich. HEB has their own, you know, HEB selection ingredient.
Okay.
So it feels healthier.
Oh, okay.
Just because it came from HEB and, you know, HEB just.
HEB healthy Joe?
HEB.
Healthy Sloppy Joe? Not so Sloppy Joe?
I think it was turkey meat instead of.
Turkey Sloppy Joe?
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't talk my wife into that. My wife's old school. My wife's hardcore when it comes to stuff like that. If I try to bring some turkey sloppy Joe in the house, she might go call a lawyer.
See, that's the thing. My wife, she'll duke me, so she'll be like, you know, how's it taste? And I'm like, oh, it's off the chain. It's bomb. You know that's turkey, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I won't, you know. If it's good, it's good.
Damn.
Yeah.
Your wife Soylent greens you with sloppy Joe meat?
Right.
What is that? What it is later? That's rude.
I mean, I would like to think that she just wants me to stick around longer and eat better because she knows I don't. Like, she knows I don't.
Oh, my God. Hey, does that taste good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember those six squirrels that were outside about a week ago?
Oh, me? Okay. Let's not trash my wife. We're eating better than squirrel.
She didn't go there?
No. We're not in the slums of Louisiana somewhere.
See, I'm the type, though, if I like it, I'd probably keep eating it. I'd probably keep saying,
well, squirrel?
You need to go. If it was good, I've never eaten it.
I'll try it.
Oh, yeah. I'll try anything. I'll give it a
shot.
I don't
know about try anything, but I'll try some
I'll give
good
it a shot.
Squirrel.
I'll try just about anything.
Like Cajun fried squirrel?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like a Twin Peaks had squirrel on the menu. I'd definitely try that.
I would try. You said the right words, Cajun fried. If you put the word blackened in front of just about anything, I'll try it. I'm a sucker for the Cajun spice blackened stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Fish.
Yeah, get good blackened chicken.
Fish, chicken, burgers, whatever.
I'm with you.
Whatever.
I'm with you.
I'll do it. Blackened root beer float. If you make one of those somehow, I'll probably try it. All right. Why Today Matters. It is St. Patrick's Day. Coming up, we'll get you the scoreboard. Pitt and Iowa State have tipped off, and we'll look at the games coming up tomorrow, which obviously includes Texas and Penn State. We'll tell you about the start time, pregame start time, a little extended pregame from the network. We'll get you set up for all that, plus Texas baseball coming up tonight. Hope you're having a great St. Patrick's Day. If you're looking for a place to come out and watch all the games on day number two of the craziness of March Madness, how about Twin Peaks, Stastny? That's where we are. Come on down south and hang out. This is the Horn. Wrap it up on a Friday. I think I know where he's going here.
Hidden in these walls are the stories that I can't explain.
Nope.
No.
I might have to hit a hook.
My heart open, but it stays right here empty for days.
Okay. We'll let this one sit for you.
In the morning, she don't feel the same about us in her bones.
Name of the song, Cameron, to help him out.
Story of my life.
Story of my life.
I need a hit, Cam.
This is actually a true
song. I think two of the five band members are famous solo acts right now.
That is true.
Oh man. Okay. So those two stars you're talking about, Harry Styles, Zayn, this has to be One Direction.
There you go.
Very good. Well done. Well done.
Look, all you gotta do is make a good pass. I'll finish it.
Well
done. I'll finish the layup. I'll hit the three. Just make a good pocket pass.
Well done. Now,
there we go.
Now, my daughter would want everybody to recognize that Louis and Niall also have a little bit of a career going on. I'm actually going to see Louis live this summer. That's a thing. That's happening. I can't vouch for who's the other one. Liam, I believe. I don't know why I keep up with this stuff. I don't know why I do. I'm just trying to make sure my daughter doesn't run off with him, basically, is what I'm trying to do. So I got to keep up with all of it. Take her to the shows. Make sure she comes home. That's really the only plan. Story of My Life from One Direction, the overrated list for Cameron Parker today included One Direction, Bon Jovi, Garth Brooks, Beyonce, The Eagles, and Macklemore. According to Cameron Parker. So if you have issues, you go to the Specs text line, 337-3776. By the way, somebody
or
came
Chad.
Up with the Vanessa Williams song that I was trying to think of, Save the Best for Last.
Okay.
That's the one I was trying to think of. That one hit pretty big on the charts, if I'm not mistaken. What were you saying, Cam?
I was saying either Specs text line or hit me up on Twitter. Username is at chastings1049.
How dare you? How dare you? Do not send them my way. I had enough. I had enough disgruntled Aggies on me last night as the A&M was getting beat. They were taking it out on me. I don't need any more of them. I don't need more of that energy going on. Updates right now, seven and a half or so to go in the game. St. Mary's up on VCU 50-43. Marquette up at halftime 39-30 on Vermont. And Pitt off to a big start, 18-2, almost to the 12-minute timeout in the first half. And, man, we're talking during the break. Zay and our man Jack Farrell had the line on Iowa State. I think he's dead on. He said, man, have they fallen off. I mean, just off a cliff in a way. That is a rough start. 18-2. Pitt trying to live up to that 18 seed that 11 seed that gets out of a play-in game and does something with it.
Yeah, and we've been talking about history shows that 11 seed coming in from the first four, one of those teams usually makes it to the second round, and I chose in my bracket Pitt, and, man, they're taking it to the Cyclones right now. And, yeah, talking with Jack over the break about Iowa State, and Caleb Grill, we know he's dirty and what he did to Dylan Mitchell was Bush League, but he was a huge part of their team. Just by the way they wanted to play. I know he's not a guy that's going to get you 25 every night. That's not what I'm saying. But the style that TJO liked to play with four guards out and the spacing, now they can't do that due to Grill's ability to knock down shots from the outside. So without him, they're not as scary as they once were when the Horns went to Hilton Coliseum and lost that game. We saw back at the move, they handled them pretty, you know, easily. And I think just without Grill and not playing the style that TJO wants to play, you see them losing the way they are right now against Pittsburgh.
All right, let's get you some stems and seeds here. We'll set you up for tomorrow.
No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks.
Brought to you by AV Consultations, 255-8678, or go to avconsultations.com. It starts tomorrow morning with Furman and San Diego State. Zay, does Furman keep it going?
They got a good chance.
Yeah.
They do. I like San Diego State just because they're so physical. But Furman, man, they got that one old boy with the fro, that nice, throws that jump hook around.
Uh-huh.
He's nice. He was SoCon Player of the Year. I could see Furman winning that game for sure.
Duke, Tennessee?
Duke.
Uh-huh. Arkansas beating Kansas?
Arkansas, baby. Razorbacks.
Okay. Princeton, Missouri. You like Princeton to keep it going?
Yeah, man. Princeton.
There you go.
Federal Ivy League.
Auburn over Houston because of the injuries?
Yep, Auburn.
Okay. I'll skip Texas for now. Northwestern, UCLA.
UCLA.
UCLA, Bama, Maryland.
Bama.
And then Texas, Penn State. You got your Longhorns winning.
Texas, but I'm scared. I'm nervous.
Texas, but you're nervous?
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Okay. Remember, 6:45, the tip time. 6 o'clock, extended pregame on the network. Craig and the crew will fire it up at 6 o'clock coming up tomorrow night. Enjoy your weekend. Texas women's basketball, 9 o'clock on the bat tomorrow night. Thanks to Twin Peaks, Stastny, and Round Rock yesterday for having us out. Ball Don't Lie is next. Enjoy the first weekend of the tournament.